USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reporting a record one-day spike of over 67,400 new coronavirus cases, nearly half of the cases in California, Florida, and Texas. Meanwhile, top health officials continue to say that wearing a mask makes a difference when it comes to spreading the virus or not. The president was asked about that during an interview with CBS News last night, and he says he agrees Americans should wear masks.
If it's necessary, I would urge him to wear a mask, and I would say follow the guidelines.
Stocks on Wall Street have been higher through the morning so far after investors heard the good news on the possibility that a coronavirus vaccine could be ready by this fall. Today is tax day, normally April 15th, but it was delayed this year because of the pandemic. If you don't file today, you need to request an extension. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A case to determine whether Utah can limit the window for legal abortion to 18 weeks after conception will move forward in federal court. Planned Parenthood had sued the state seeking to block the law after the governor signed it last year. The law would allow abortions after 18 weeks for rape, incest, and medical issues. Former U.S. Senator and former Attorney General in the Trump administration, Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in a fight to try to get his old Senate seat back. The former AG conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election. President Trump had backed Tuberville over the former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Chipotle Mexican Grill has just announced that it pledges to hire 10,000 workers across America over the next several months. It's already hired 8,000 since May. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The border between the United States and Canada expected to stay closed until further notice. The shutdown was supposed to end on July 21st, but now it's been extended to August 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he recently spoke with President Trump about it, and an official decision is expected to be announced within the next couple of days. The border closed since March because of coronavirus. NBC's streaming service Peacock launches today. It's free for the basic level and $4.99 for access to premium content. Another $5 on top of that will get you the no-ads version. It'll host NBC shows like Law & Order in addition to news and sports. The Grateful Dead coming out with their own version of Nikes. The band has collaborated with the shoe company to create the new sneakers for Nike's skateboarder line. The Grateful Dead sneakers will be suede. They'll come in three bright colors, orange, green, or yellow. The new kicks will have fake fur and will also feature the band's iconic Jer-A-Bear Dancing Bear logo. The orange Grateful Dead sneakers go on sale July 18th. The yellow and green ones will come out on July 24th. And Tyra Banks will be on the new ABC Dancing with the Stars. In fact, she's been announced as the new host after Tom Bergeron was fired. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.